So, three questions. Who am I? I've always found this question really interesting because, and I love how you phrased it, because most people ask, tell me what you do. And I always find it really hard to place myself in a box. I consider myself an artist of life. I consider myself a creative. I believe we all are. And I'm constantly in the pursuit of filling my potential. I believe as human beings, we have an extraordinary possibility within us to truly reach unlimited capacities that most of us never even scratch the surface on. So I see myself as an explorer of possibility. And it's not just my own possibility, but the possibility of humankind. And that seems to manifest itself currently as writing books, creating inspirational films and videos, speaking all over the world, leading workshops in the Bridge Method, having my amazing online school, School for the Soul called Soul School, and doing business incubators with powerful women who are ready to truly take their mission to the next level. And I do all of that as my business, and then as my give back. Since 2005, I've been running an organization that I co-founded with my friend Tennille Amore called EPIC, and that stands for Everyday People Initiating Change. And that's truly been kind of like the heart of my work, which has been amazing because yes, I do all these things, and all of it is really cool and really fun and really just aligned with who I am as a woman and as an individual. But I think the most powerful thing about EPIC is that no matter what I do in, this world, none of it matters. And EPIC is a constant reminder to stay humble and to truly stay with the people and reach the people in what they need. And with EPIC, we've been providing sustainable clean water systems in the developing world in Africa since 2005. But since providing these communities with water, we recognize that these communities now start to flourish. So we've since introduced a leadership program for the youth. We've done business education for women's groups, and it's just been such a powerful ride. So I plan on doing that for the rest of my life. Question number two, what is the greatest challenge you have overcome and are overcoming? There's so many challenges in my life in general. The biggest challenge of my past was definitely, and it's so funny because it's not the obvious answer. The obvious answer would be I was raped and sexually assaulted when I was 20, and it was a super traumatic event. There was so much pain around it, so much guilt, so much shame around that. But truly, the biggest challenge wasn't the act that occurred, it was the healing that I went through afterwards. I felt like it was really a tough spot for me to be in because at the time, I was 20 years old, but I had kind of been in the personal development world since I was young. I went to my first Tony Robbins event at 16 and had a lot of the mindset stuff down. And when that occurred at 20, I kind of used personal development to almost bypass the event and to bypass the pain I felt. And I truly didn't actually go in to process that pain and to process my guilt and my shame and to really truly learn how to forgive until I was 26. And facing that at 26 years old was so challenging because my ego had built up this identity around you got it all figured out, you're fine, it's all good, you've got to be the strong one, you're standing for other people, you're supposed to be over this by now. I mean, you name it, I had a thousand stories as to why I shouldn't go back into this event, but I knew deep in my soul that I had at some point shut myself off from feeling truly connected to anything. And moving into that space, cracking my heart open and allowing myself to truly be vulnerable and to truly share my fears and my hurts and my darkest moments with people was probably the biggest challenge of my life. And I think, that was, see, I'm 33 now, so that was 7 years ago. But what's interesting is the unfolding of that, the permission that I gave myself back when I was 26 has turned into this just extraordinary journey of still peeling back layer upon layer upon layer of this hardened ego that has an idea that I know something about myself. And, you know, really pushing past that and being willing to play in the space of I don't know what I don't know and I'm up for exploring what that means is hard sometimes, because when I'm in, you know, my identity, I can control it. I know that I can be powerful. I know that I can create successful businesses. I know that I can create great relationships. But to play in the unknown is often the scariest thing, because I personally don't know what the outcome will be. But since 26, since I really started that journey, I've begun to fall in love with that process, which has been really cool. So that's a challenge. It's an everyday challenge, you know, like when I find myself moving into the control, moving into just the old paradigms and old belief structures that have had me winning in reality, but don't have me winning in spirit. It often takes a lot of work for me to humble myself down and to pull myself out of the identity so that I can actually be present to what spirit is calling me to do and my highest alignment is calling me to do. So that is a daily challenge that I'm constantly facing, and doing so with the utmost humility, because, you know, this ride is quite a ride. So yeah, I would say that's a daily unfolding, a daily challenge for sure. Question number three, what have I learned? I've learned that, and like, I'm going to feel like Socrates answering this question. What do you know? All I know, you know, the more I learn, the more I know, the more I know that I know nothing. And I think the biggest thing I've learned in life so far is this idea that our reality is a projection based upon who we've become, based upon our historical and social belief structures, based on where we were born, based on the events that occurred in our lives. And I'm truly starting to recognize that gray is what reality is. And I used to think everything was very much, you know, black or white, true or false, right or wrong. And I'm really starting to recognize that gray is life, and everything is objective, and everything is relative. So for me, that has given me such a sense of freedom, because A, I get that I can create my own reality within that space, and I can constantly shift it and pivot it moment to moment based on what my new understandings are and based on what my new desires are. But it also gives me such compassion and understanding for others, because I truly recognize that we're all in the gray. And even though we're in the gray, we may think we're in black and white. And we think that our reality is the way and our version of right and wrong is the way. And it's just allowed me to have so much more understanding for, I guess, the human drama and the human struggle, because essentially, it's this fight of the identity to try and hold on, to try and cling to something that we know, to try and cling to something that we understand. But in actuality, the only thing that we could ever cling to is constant shifting, is constant change. And it's like the cosmic joke, you know? And whenever we think we're in control of life, doesn't life always give us a little reminder that we're not? And, you know, in saying that, some people might be like, well, that sounds terrible. But for me, that's liberating. It's liberating to free myself of this idea that I'm ever going to truly be in control of anything. That I can play and create in this world, absolutely. But on a larger scale, it's really, the game is about surrender. Surrender and align to what's here, and then choose to play in the game that is showing up. And that's been a really powerful lesson for me, especially, you know, someone who likes to, you know, be powerful and controlled and like move in and create. It's been beautiful to just allow life to come through and to truly give myself permission to welcome what's coming through me. as exactly what needs to be here.